Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome back to the Bottom Line, Fairborn Convention.
High renown, come listen unto me, that takes delight in fox hunting by every degree. A story I will tell to you concerning Arthur Fox. Near Royston woods and mountains high and over stony rocks, Borella being in his hall and hearing of these hounds, which made him thought and prick up his ears and tread upon the ground. Methinks we hear some jubal hounds pressing upon with life, before that they should come to me I'll tread upon the ground. For hours or more through parishes 16, we hunted full for 4 hours or more and came by Buckwith Green. Oh, if you'll only spare my life, my promise and fulfill, to touch no more your feathered fowl nor lambs on yonder hill.
Thank you very much indeed for your warm reception there. Say how nice it is to be back in the Bottom Line. Every time we come here we think, surely they'll never have us back. But, especially after last night, but anyway, I digress. It's nice to be back again. This is a song, it's a traditional song, but don't get the idea we're out here to evangelise on behalf of folk music in general, or British traditional music in particular. It's just that this song seems to fit, and it's on our most recent album. I won't say last album, because one can be so readily misquoted on such things. But most recent record, called The Jewel in the Crown. It's collected in Newfoundland as recently as 1930, and it's called Kind Fortune.
Came up for the play. The regiment of soldiers take chance to pass by on one of those ladies the drama cast desire, and it's so kind fortune. So this little drama to his own comrades.
One of those ladies, my heart, she has won.
One of those ladies, my heart, she has won. And if she denies me, I'm surely undone. That'll be my hard fortune. So early next morning the drummer he rose, dressed himself up in his best suit of clothes, with his watch and his fob and his sword on his hand. He went to the lady right down on the strand, and it's so kind fortune. Well, he took off his hat and he made a low bow. Miss, I ask pardon for making so free. Dear honourable lady, my heart you have won. And if you deny me, I'm surely undone. That'll be my hard fortune. Well, you silly little drummer, now what do you mean? My father's a captain of honor and fame. I am his daughter, a treasure to me. Do you think I'd tie myself down to slavery? That'll be your good fortune. My soul shall go quickly to heaven or hell. For my innocent blood I shall spill. Tis with me born, so I quickly will strike. I'll cut through the innocent threats of my life. That'll be a hard fortune. You will. Tis pity your innocent blood for the spill. We'll saddle a horse and to Plymouth we'll go. It's there we'll get married in spite of the foe. And it's so kind fortune. And when we are married in all fastened in, what can they say but that we've followed the drum? And it's so kind fortune.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dave Mattox on drums and vocals, ladies and gentlemen. Drums and vocals. Thank you.
We met an album in 1985, which is fundamentally a trio, the three elderly chaps in the middle here, you see, called Gladys's Leap. I'm sure they do. Thank you. Thank you, Gladys. I'm sure they do leap, but I've never actually seen one. And on it is a song by Richard Thompson that we gleaned from his dustbin while going through it looking for old bourbon bottles and Kentucky Fried Chicken packages. But there was this crumpled piece of paper containing some attempted lyrics. So we thought, oh, we've got it made here. A cover version that he hasn't covered himself yet. So we popped it on the record, and that record led to directly to the formation of this ancient institution you see before you. I mean, they talk about the new lineup, but this is, in fact, our 10th year. We've been going longer than the Beatles were together. So I think that's very kind of you. We're describing ourselves as venerable now. This is, you know, good catch-all adjective. But if there's anybody from the press here and they want to use that, could you please make sure that you typeset the B very certainly?
Oh,
Thank you very much, Mr. Richard Thompson.
Thank you, Richard.
Although that song was put together by Richard and discarded by him, we did write the end bit ourselves, you know.
Very proud of these first few musical steps of our own. Tentative as they are. This is another song from the Jewel in the Crown record. It has a traditional theme, but in fact it's quite a recent bit of writing. Written by a chum of ours called Steve Tilston, who you may not be aware of.
Yes, some of you are.
The entire Tilston clan is in. And he's a great singer and writer and guitarist and one of those people who like to catch his hands in a taxi door, you know. This song is a little moral tale of his about the dangers of being distracted on your way to work in the morning. And our hero in the song is in fact a highwayman, a footpad, which lends it sort of historical air. I mean, it wouldn't be quite the same if he was a merchant banker, for instance, and he got distracted on his way to work. I mean, the results might be the same. He might end up naked.
Well, it'd be on the Genesis album, wouldn't it?
The naked merchant banker doesn't have quite the same ring. Does it? So here's the naked highwayman for you.
Up on Summer's Day for profit and for pleasure, I'd enter up a London coach and take it at my leisure. A brace of pistols, duty fine to save a bit to shave on. I waited underneath the trees that lined the banks of Avon. I didn't hear a dainty step as she appeared before me. Her face a charm seemed red, but words it didn't blow me. Can you help me, sir? She said, I fear the time is near. Run for me to cross before the tide swells the banks of Avon. Listen while you can. On the time that I became a naked highwayman. Come on, come on, fellows, listen while you can. On the time that I became the naked highwayman. So gallantly I did dismount and walked into the border, as she told me that she was a wealthy butcher's daughter. So I thought I'd try my luck and do my best of charm. Said I was the only son of a country farmer. Well, your hands, they are as smooth as silk, they never touched a blouser. And I suppose those pistols help you milk and have your cows. She looked at me with mocking eyes, as cold black as a raven. And then she fell into my arms beside the banks of Avon. Are you broken fellows, listen while you can. All the time that I became a naked highwayman. Come on, you broken fellows, listen while you can. All the time that I became a naked highwayman. In the arms of the merchant's daughter. When I awoke I was alone, my clothes and pistols taken, with just a leash to hide my shame beside the banks of Avon. In vain I tried to catch a glimpse of the city's fires, running like a rabbit through the bushes and the fires. And then I heard the London coach and I was all a shiver. The lady's voice was calling out, stand to end it never. Oh, you broken fellows, listen while you can. All the time that I became a naked highwayman. Come on, you broken fellows, listen while you can. All the time that I became a naked highwayman. Your money or your life, I'll have, it's all the same to me. It's hanging for a sheep or murder in the first degree. She stood there in my overcoat, brandishing my pistol, and relieved the London coach of the gold of Bristol. She's mounted on my horse and rode into the distance, as I went thinking to the coach, begging for assistance. No more I'll play the highwayman, no more I'll put the mask on. Leave it to the bright eyed girl who holds the banks of Avon. All you want the fellows, listen while you can. All the time that I became a naked highwayman. Come on, you're open fellows. time that I begin to make you power man. And for pleasure, I banter up the London culture ticket at my leisure. I raise the pistols, duly bound to save a bit of shame on. I waited underneath the trees at night, the banks of Avon.
Sir Simon Little, What a Memory.
Thank you. It's nothing really, you just count four and then hang on.
Would you like to tell them about the next little item, at Martin? Because they must be getting fed up with the sound of my voice after that last song in particular.
No, you're much funnier than me anyway.
Right, okay, well, that's very kind of you to say that, but I wasn't aware we were officially now a comedy act.
It's only a matter of time.
Right, Martin wrote this next tune as an instrumental contribution to the Jewel in the Crown album. It's called A Surfeit of Lampreys, featuring all the way from Birmingham, the wonderful Mr. David Pegg.
Sorry.
He's going to strut some stuff for you on this one. Thank you.
Mr. Martin Alcock, author.
Author.
Grazie.
Thank you. Thanks very much. This is a song now from 1969, written by two ex-members of the group who wised up and left. Richard Thompson and Dave Swarbrick. And Dave Swarbrick recently got married for the sixth time. He's living in Australia. And on both counts, they're a triumph of optimism over experience, but such is life. And this is a song that they wrote on the Legion Leaf album. I said that, didn't I? 1969, Thompson's hair loss, nowhere. No, I think I've covered everything. This is a song called Crazy Man Michael.
Thank you.
We did try recording it again in 1987. We were spookily surprised to find that it hadn't changed key. And if this trend is to be continued onward, then the next version is due in 2005. Whoever is in the band at the time.
Don't
so
laugh,
please pay attention,
you,
it could though. Well be one of you.
I went for an autograph and the next thing I knew I was in the van. It's true. But this is in the saddest of all keys, D minor.
Heart, it didn't pound the road.
gods to the night and the day. But his eyes, they are sane, and his speech it is plain that he longs to be far away. Michael, he whistles the simplest of tunes and asks of the four winds pardon, for his true love is flown into every cloud of rain, and he must be keeper of the garden.
Thank you.
This song is actually an American song, and we thought we'd sneak it in because we like it. We happen to like particularly the bloke who wrote it, Mr. James Taylor.
We love him. We don't
yes,
like
we,
him.
We don't love him. We love him. And far be it from us to attempt to emulate his magnificence-ness. But we are not worthy. Fundamentally, but we have tried this out on a couple of audiences and they seem a bit baffled. They've never heard of it. So can I heartily recommend to you an album called New Moonshine, and this is a song from it, which although it is American in origin does mention an English person.
Well, he's not English, he's from Everton.
Yeah, he's from Liverpool really, so he's not really English. He's a Scouse git.
Seems so strange with all
die, make sure I'm gone. Don't leave nothing to work on. You can raise your arm, you can wiggle your hand. You can wave goodbye to the frozen man. Well, I know to freeze to death, to lose a little life with every breath, to say goodbye to that moment and then come around again. Lord, have mercy on a frozen man. Lord, have mercy on a frozen man.
To Simon Nicol, ladies and gents.
Have we mentioned we've got a new album out? No. Well, we should have done, really. It's very remiss of us.
When's your record coming out?
It's on the Green Linnet label, a fine and upstanding company. And the album is called The Jewel in the Crown, and this seems like a good opportunity to introduce you to the opening track, the title track, indeed, of that song.
It's a hard sell at Fairport.
Hard sell.
We are a proud land, we stand for freedom. We've got the franchise on how to lead them. We've got the history and books to prove it. Give us a mountain, we will move it. We rule the waves and seven seas. We bring the mighty to their knees. We offer hope and inspiration, a fine example for lesser nations. We are Britannia, the jewel in a crown. We brought a system to the masses, divide the nation into classes. It's in our breeding and on our faces. At least we're all born, not in our places. We stay within our social borders. We only take what our class affords us. It's not even, this is the nature of the demon. We are Britannia, the jewel in a crown. We are Britannia, we crown an empire. We came and conquered, we tore their borders down. We need no conscience. Friendly liberators, we free your countries from your dictators. For a small slice of your royal wealth, we'll send our boys in with their gun shells. We are a refuge for the needy, always caring, never greedy. Whatever gesture could be finer, we've given Hong Kong back to China. We are Britannia, the jewel in a crown. We are Britannia.
Thanks.
Merci beaucoup. Cinque mille grazie. Dankeschön. Muito obrigado. Domino arigato.
Ta.
That's next week.
Twos and tanks.
I don't know. What does that
mean? I don't know.
I think it infects the rest of China and China turns into an even bigger version of Hong Kong. I think that's what happens.
It's already started to happen just the other side of Kowloon, but we won't go into that.
This is a song from Steve Tilston, who wrote the other song. And this particular song is a different one from the one that we did earlier. This is a song about a chap who moves from the west of Ireland via New York in verse 2 and heads further west and further south, and things don't quite work out in the end. It's a bit like that film Far and Away, but without Nicole Kidman.
Just like this group, in fact.
So when it gets to verse 2 and it says New York, everybody jeer or cheer as is your wont, okay?
Because we've always wanted to do a song with New York in it, but this has been our first opportunity.
In a New York minute?
Yeah, but we
so
can't
good
play
they named it twice?
We can't play that, can we? So will you shout out, some, you know, do something when New York's mentioned, because then we'll know we're here, you know?
And likewise, it's anybody from Santa Fe in verse 4.
His grandfather's coat, sewn into the line in a 10-shilling note. Goodbye to the family, farewell to the shore. Till I taste good fortune, you'll see me no more. Well, the boat on the ocean tossed like a cork, and then one fine morning they sighted New York. He stood on the gangplank and breathed in the air. Hello, land of plenty, I've come for my share. And he did like the latest, the rise and the fall of their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, and rolling the dice and spinning the but he took most delight in the slipjigs and reels. There's talk of a pistol, and some say a knife, but all are agreed there was somebody's wife. A dreadful commotion and a terrible fight. He left a man dead and ran into the night. On a train to St. Louis, just one jump ahead, he slept one eye open, the sixth gone in bed. And he dreamt of the mountains and green fields at home, while crossing the plain where the buffalo roam. And he did like the latest, the rise and the fall of their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, and rolling the dice and spinning the wheel. But he took most delight in the stitchings and reels. Now a hard reputation's a tough thing to bear. Mother's poor scorn and children may stare. So he found consolation in flash company. Your life ain't so bad with the girl on each knee. And they called him the Kid by 21. All that he knew was the power of the gun. And by 23 he'd shot 5 men down. Got in his way as he rambled around. And he did like the latest, the rise and the fall of their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, and rolling the dice and spinning the wheel. But he took most delight in the slipjigs and reels. buzzards that fly in the highest of circles, just wishing he'd die. But in matters of cruelty, it must be said, the landlord will pick your bones before you're dead. It was while Mescalero rose, I heard someone say, in the deadliest ambush near old Santa Fe, and the young buck was taken, dressed in a coat, and inside the line in a 10-shilling note. And he did like the latest, the rise and the fall of their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, but rolling the dice and spinning the wheel. But he took most delight in the switches and reels, and rolling the dice and spinning the wheel. But he took most delight in the switches and reels.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is a song from a friend of ours from Durham in the northeast of England. Not far from Newcastle on Tyne or South Shields or Bolton Colliery or any of those places. And he's called Jez Lowe and he's very well respected on the British folk circuit. And this is a song of his.
He's nearly tall enough to be a basketball player.
Is he?
In England, anyway. That's about 5'10".
This song basically says, please stay in London and please don't come back round here because I'm sure that my girlfriend will go back with you. And I've got an hour and please just go away and leave me alone. Okay. It's like a wimp song, you know.
Not much point in doing it now, is it?
I learnt that technique from Nana Mascori. Do you remember her?
Oh, I remember Nana,
yeah. So this is called London Danny.
2, 3, 4.
You're the one man that time has taught me I should fear. For the girl you left behind, she has said that she'll be mine. So why do you have to come and show your face round here? And we always said that time would make it right, and now I often wake and hear her sighing in the night. But don't think I don't know, if you asked her then she'd go. Don't try and take it from me, London Danny. Well, I've learned to listen for your name round town when people talk of your success in city life. And I can never tell if she hears them talk as well, and lose the day she ever was a poor man's wife. And we always said that time would make it right, and now I often wake and hear her sighing in the night. Don't think I don't know, if you asked her then she'd go. Now please don't try and take her from me, London Danny. Are clean and clever, and there's ways you know to turn a pretty head. And it's all that I can do when my working day is through, to let a heartbeat be to sleep at night in bed. And we always said that time would make it right, and now I often wake and hear her sighing at night. And don't think I don't know, if you asked her and she'd gone, oh, please don't try and take it from me, London Danny. Thank you. Penny, you're a real bad penny. You're the one man that time has taught me I should feel for the girl you left behind. She has said that she'll be mine, so why do you have to come and show your face round here? And we always said that time would make it right, and now I often wake and hear her crying in the night. I don't think, I don't know, if you asked her then she'd go.
Thanks. We're going to do some of those Celtic dance tune type things now.
Yes.
These are dance tunes from Ireland in jig time. The first tune is called Con Casey's Jig. Con Casey.
Just don't listen to me.
First tune is Con Casey, named after Con Casey, a great fiddle player from Donegal. And Donegal, incidentally, is the furthest part north in Ireland, even though it's officially in the south. And the second tune,
spooky that.
Second tune is called Tripping Up the Stairs, which is a favourite Dublin pastime and one which we intend to be indulging ourselves later on, as usual. Thank you.
You're listening to Fairport Convention in concert on WBAI in New York.
Thank you. This next item is a piece by a Welsh chap who, by the name of Hugh Williams, and he's a friend of ours, a great songwriter, and it's a song about a railway that runs from London to Penzance in England. Well, London's in England as well, as opposed to London. Thank you. Ontario.
I'm New Hampshire myself.
I know why I'd forgotten it now. And this
what's the difference between a Canadian and an English person anyway?
I don't know, Simon.
Well, no. An English person thinks 100 miles is a long way, and a Canadian thinks 100 years is a long time.
Nice one, Centurion. So this particular song is called Travelling by Steam, and then slotted neatly, seemingly seamlessly on the end of it, is an English Morris tune called Travel by Steam, which we didn't realise it was called that. We were playing it for quite a while before we'd realised that such was like an X-File kind of coincidence.
One, two, three.
Steady hand on the lever and the signal ready to pass. Keep the light burning, fireman, and the water well up in the glass. With a shoulder to the rail, there's no better place to be. And the right side of the footplate when you're travelling by sea. Stand in the white, look for the green light. Voices that echo and ring down. In the railway, the big waves of her talk. My father, he was a driver, travelling bits to port. And there's no better life for a young man, with them you must agree. When you're right side of the footplate, and you're travelling by steam. Stand in the night, look for the green lights. Voices that echo and ring down the line. The soul boy comes singing. Tomorrow it's off up to Banbury, a lodging term for me. But I can lay bed on a pillow in a room where I can sleep. Then it's up and away in the morning and wipe the clock face clean. And you're right side of the footplate and you're travelling by steam. Stand in the bite. And ring down the line. One load to shed, and homeward we tread. Till morning, and the cowboy comes singing. So pick up your traps and your tommy box. We're reaching the end of the line. Keep your eye on your watch, lad, and we'll bring her in on time. And it could have been life on the dole view, or mining for coal at the seam. But you're right side of the place when you're travelling by steam. Stand in the light, look for the green light. Voices that echo and ring down the line. One load to shed, then homeward we tread. Till morning and the cowboy can't sing.
Muchas gracias.
Laying in bed with the pillow to her head and the red tide rising. It came out of nowhere this morning like a red tide. Yesterday it hadn't started. Big plans Now she's caught between the blue of the ocean and the red of the red tide. And I would give anything to be with you again, to have you on my side and face the red, red tide. Too far with the red tide rising. Her face is in shadow, but her open mouth is like a red tide. The night was gonna be so perfect. Big plans, big plans. Now there's no holds barred in the back of the car, 'cause this is the red tide. Give anything to be with you again, to have you by my side and face the red, red tide. Nobody there but the red tide rising. The cloth that they covered his body with was like a red tide. All the years they were together, big plans, big plans. But there's no farewells, no parting loves, it's just this red tide.
first one of the year. Lord Arnold's wife came to the church, and the gospel she did hear. And when the meeting it was done, she cast her eyes about. There she spied little Maddie Groves walking through the crowd. Said, come home with me, little Maddie Groves, come home with me tonight. Come home with me, young Maddie Groves, sleep with me tonight. Oh, I can't go home, but I won't go home and sleep with you tonight. What are the rings in your fingers? I can see that you are my master's wife. And what if I am Lord Arnold's wife? He is not at home. He is out in the bark of tree. He's ringing a healing song. Was said, swore an Arnold he would know before the sun had set. And in her hurry to carry his news, she bent her breast and she ran. And when she came to the Broadmill stream, she took off her shoes and she swam. He lay down and he took a little sleep. When he awoke, Lord Arnold was standing by his feet, saying, how do you like my feather bed? How do you like my sheets? How do you like my lady wife who lies in your arms asleep? Oh, well, I like your feather bed, better I like your sheets. Best of all, I like your lady gay who lies in my arms asleep. Get up, Lord Arnold cried, get up as quick as you can. But it'll never be said in this fair land that I slew a naked man. Oh, I can't get up, I won't get up, I wouldn't get up for my life. For you have two long beaten swords and I not a pocket knife. It's true, I have two beaten swords and they cost me the custom at first. But you will love them better than them and I will heed the worst. And you will strike me the very first blow, strike it like a man. I will strike the very next blow and I'll kill you if I can. Struck the very next blow, and Matty's to rock no more. Then he took his own dear wife, sat her upon his knee, said, who do you like the best of us now? He said, Matty Groves or me? And then up spoke his own dear wife, never heard to speak so free. I would rather one kiss from dead Matty's lips near all your finery. At that Lord Arnold, he jumped a man loudly devour. Took his wife right through the heart and he pinned it up to the wall. A grave Lord Arnold cried to put his lovers in. But won't you bury my lady at the top? For she was a noble kin.
Simon Nicol. Thank you, Mr. Rob Bravener on the sound.
Cinque mille grazie, Roy Sanders, Martin Alcock, David Pegg, David Maddox.
Thank you very much.
Freeport Convention, recorded live at the Bottom Line on June 10th, 1995, featuring Simon Nicol on lead vocals and acoustic guitar, Dave Pegg on bass, Dave Maddox on drums, Martin Alcock on electric guitar and bouzouki, and Rick Saunders on fiddle, and everyone on backing vocals. And you are listening to WBAI in New York.